Living life is more than just following a particular code or a moral law. It is much more than that. And the problem is, when we approach everything in a legal sense and in a legal manner, we get ourselves into trouble because we get to that point where we're just saying, okay, let me just figure out how to follow the rules and it's all going to be good. Well, not always. Following the rules is a good start, but there's so much more involved than the rules. I have a friend who's actually come into town this weekend to help me do my taxes and balance my checkbook and do all those things. Okay, we always used to laugh. She was my business manager over on the campus at Southeast Missouri State University and now works and is the business manager for St. Vincent's Parish in Cape Girardeau. And we always used to tease about life on the campus because when she was there in my early days and was finishing her accounting degree, we would laugh about the fact that they spoke a different language in the business school than they did in the Department of Political Science, Philosophy, and Religion. It was a completely different language. It was all English, but it was a completely different language. Because in the one, the numbers would preach their truth, and you could figure it out, and as a good accountant, she would say, the math never lies. It'll show you where all your mistakes are. It'll teach you what to do if you just follow the trail and figure out what's wrong. Well, that's true. And thanks be to God, she knows how to do all that. But we also acknowledge that that's the reason why in the Department of Political Science, Philosophy, and Religion, we spoke a different language. Because in there, we were speaking the language of relationships. And in the language of relationships, it's not just about following all the rules. It's about figuring out how to live in right relationship with each other. And the math doesn't always serve us to the, you know, to that nth degree. Because sometimes that'll get us to do the minimum of what we need to do, and sometimes it just doesn't take us nearly as far as we need to be taken in terms of those relationships. Because the law really was created so that we could live in a right relationship with one another. It wasn't supposed to limit us or make our lives less fun, but it was supposed to give us the ability to live in right relationship with each other and with God and with ourselves. That's the reason why the law was created. But again, the law doesn't tell the whole truth, and that's what Jesus is trying to get to with his listeners today. He's trying to say it's more than just following these rules, because you can follow the letter of the law of a commandment and not succeed in what the whole thing is really all about. So, for example, the examples that Jesus uses in these portions today of this particular section of the gospel are mostly about anger and how we treat each other, and also then about how we treat each other as human, as sexual human beings, okay? And he's trying to give lessons in both of those areas. So the first one, you know, you've heard it said, don't kill. Well, do we really need a commandment that tells us not to kill each other? I mean, really? Do we really need that commandment to know that it's not right? But just because some people need the law, don't kill. And if you kill, you're going to be liable to judgment. But then Jesus says, but I'm telling you, you can't even harbor anger with one another. Now again, if you read that literally, it means that we're not supposed to have emotions. Who gave us the emotions in the first place? God did. So it doesn't mean that somebody can't be upset or show frustration or anger or those kinds of things. Otherwise, we could look at Jesus and say, remember that time in the temple? We could look at Jesus and say, what was that business when you cursed out the fig tree? I still haven't figured that one out, okay? And all these years of studying scripture, I still cannot make good sense out of that one, okay? But Jesus from time to time was frustrated, and Jesus from time to time was angry. So it's not that we can't have emotions. It's not that we're not human. It's not that we can't express that frustration or anger from time to time. But what we're being told is if we hang on to the anger, and the anger keeps us from being able to relate to each other as human beings, we're in trouble. And he follows it up with a couple more examples. He says, well, you can call each other raka, which none of us would because most of us don't know what it means, okay? But he said you could call each other, this deceiver, okay? And we all make judgments. We all have to make judgments. We have to judge what's good and what's not good. But when we get to the point where we call each other a fool and then completely push that person out of our lives, or we never consider what truth that person might have to say, then are we living in right relationship with one another? Well, it doesn't mean that we don't make judgments. It doesn't mean that from time to time we don't look at somebody and say, that's a goofy idea. or that's not right. But when we allow that to allow us to dismiss them as human beings just simply because they hold a different opinion, well, then we're in trouble. We might fulfill the letter of the law, but are we fulfilling the spirit of the law? So I may never call anybody a fool or a deceiver, but if I'm still treating them that way, have I not still broken the rule, the spirit of the law? Of course I have. And so how do we treat each other? That's what Jesus is trying to say in the whole thing. We can't get to that point where we just write off people in humanity, other human beings like ourselves, because they're different or because they have a different idea. We have to learn how to do that as a parish. Do you think we all agree on everything all the time? You know, the big crisis du jour these days is the fact that I'm asking you to sing these acclamations in two languages. And the point is not that I'm asking you to learn a whole 30 words in another language. That is not the point, okay? And I'm not even saying you have to like it. I don't even like it some of the time, because it means that I can't just do it. I have to think about it, and I have to look at the book, and I have to look at the words, and I have to do all that stuff. You don't have to like it. I'm just asking you to do it. Why? Because we get so stuck in our ways and think that ours is the only way of doing something. And to realize that from time to time that the church is bigger than just St. Peter's, I think we need to remember that from time to time. And so I'm still asking you to do it. I've only been disappointed by one comment so far, and that was one person who said to Father Chaz, and Father Chaz is a good man, he would never rat out whoever it was, but he said, one person says, well, I just might leave the parish. And that made me sad, because I thought, well, it's 30 words. Is that really bothering your serenity so bad that you're going to leave the parish over it? That part makes me sad. The other thing is, be very careful, because the other parishes in all that direction are doing the same thing. Okay? All right? We just got to sometimes think bigger than we like to think, and we got to push ourselves once in a while to go beyond. Why? Because we're trying to just broaden our sense of church. Broaden our sense of who we are. Ours is not the only way of looking at life or seeing it or experiencing it. Can we stretch a little bit? Can we grow a little bit? That's the relationship. And if you search the commandments, there's nothing in there about singing in a couple different languages. Okay? Nothing in there. But what do the relationships say and do for us? The second part is that whole business about how do we treat each other as sexual human beings? Okay? Every guy in here, because guys are more visually wired than women, although women look too, trust me, I'm well aware, it's not saying that you don't notice other beautiful people on the planet. That's not what this is about. You got to be dead before you don't notice. Okay? But the whole point is, you know, it's not just about committing adultery. Again, most people can manage that one. But it's about how we treat each other as human beings. Am I ever allowed to reduce another person to an object in my own mind or in my own heart because I happen to like the way they look? That's not what it's about. Is that living in right relationship? Not at all. And so we can fulfill the letter of the law, but miss the complete spirit of the law. And there's all kinds of ways that this spirals out into different ways of thinking. Sometimes with our young people and trying to convince them, and sometimes the way that they dress is not helpful for themselves or for anybody else. Because sometimes it's a little bit too much. But then stop and look at how those mores change throughout the years. And what matters to us and what seems too much to us doesn't seem young that much to the younger generation. How do we live in right relationship with one another? How do we figure it all out? There's not some magic measure that we can give ourselves over to that. But yet we've all got to consider it, that we're living on this planet with each other. And how do we figure out how to get along and how to make it all work? It's not a matter of following laws. It's not a matter of following rules and regulations. It's about what works in terms of our human relationships and what sometimes messes us up and how we get in crossways because we're not making sure that the relationships are right in the way that they are. I hope I'm making sense. I'm not, it's probably because we're just having trouble translating between one set of language and another. If you're one of those people that likes it all to come out even, and the formula to always one side equals another, you're going to have to stretch yourself on this one. Because this one isn't about math. This one's about relationships. This one is not a matter of, okay, if I do this and this and this, then it's all going to come out right. Because sometimes we do this and this and this, and we're still messed up on the other side of the equation. And that's us as human beings. For that, we got to learn how to speak a whole different set of language. We got to learn how to be gentle with each other as we rub up against one another, because it's tough. It's hard. It's hard to be in a relationship. It's hard to be a parish. It's hard to be a family. All those things are true and all those things are real. But until we learn how to kind of stay with it and claim each other and move forward together in faith, we're never going to get there. We're not even going to be able to make the next step. And so I say to you, listen to the heart of what Jesus is trying to say today. It's not about one and one equaling two. That one I think is a little easier. But it's about a human being and another human being and God. And somehow can we figure out a way to walk forward together in faith? That, my friends, is a human equation. That one's never going to come out easy. But with God's grace, I hope that it comes out well.